Radical NJ Candidate, Toilets Are Socialism, Jesus Was a Democratic Socialist. By Jasmine Jordan on March 11, 2026. Ana Lilia Mejia, a congressional candidate in New Jersey's 11th District, has a record of social media posts and public statements criticizing police and Israel, defending socialism, and comparing migrant detention centers to concentration camps. Mejia is seeking to represent New Jersey's 11th Congressional District. Kamala Harris won the district by less than 10 points in the 2024 presidential election, and it is one of the most highly educated and wealthiest districts in New Jersey. Before launching her congressional bid, Mejia served as a staff member for Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who has since endorsed her campaign. She has also been backed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. A review of Mejia's social media posts shows a series of statements promoting her views on socialism and government programs. In 2016, she wrote that Jesus was likely a democratic socialist. In 2019, Mejia called taxpayer-funded programs and essential services, including police and fire departments, every branch of the U.S. military, and toilets, examples of socialism. That same year, Mejia said it was a fact that migrant detention centers were akin to concentration camps. Mejia has pushed to abolish ICE and demanded justice for Renee Good, the 37-year-old woman shot by an ICE officer, who Department of Homeland Security officials say acted in self-defense after Good weaponized her Honda and struck the agent with the vehicle. In 2020, following the death of George Floyd, Mejia claimed that she understood the desire for destruction during protests and the reflex to fear and distrust the police. In a separate post, she stated, "I dreamt I was stopped by the police and although I had done nothing, I feared this officer. Our society is really broken to people who understand my nightmare." In 2023, Mejia again criticized policing in the United States, declaring that there is rampant anti-blackness that dominates this nation and accusing police of upholding this invisible plantation. Days after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, Mejia remarked, "Every fiber of my being is horrified beyond words at what is furthering in Gaza. Yet again we see how oppression and dehumanization leads to despair and unthinkable destruction. The solution will never be increased oppression. Only a truly just peace can undo this horror." A month later, Mejia charged Israel with committing genocide. Since 2022, Mejia has served as co-executive director of the advocacy organization Center for Popular Democracy in Action, which in 2024 wrote that there has been 76 years of militarism and displacement in Gaza, accused Israel of an ongoing genocide, and cited Gaza as an example of a place that should receive #landback. In 2023, the group released a report on building community safety without police. Republicans have pointed to Mejia's record as evidence that her positions are out of step with voters in the district, with NRCC spokeswoman Maureen O'Toole saying, "Socialist radical Ana Lilia Mejia is about to learn that socialism, defunding the police, and hating Israel is not welcome in New Jersey. Voters aren't buying her insane, dangerous agenda."